Space. The final frontier.
The words and music are unmistakable, even if the voice is new. James Colley is not only the executive producer of Star Trek Phase II, he also played Captain James T. Kirk in the initial episodes of the online series. He and others began working on the rebirth of the original series of the 1960s 10 years ago. They got help from some members of the cast and crew of its predecessor, including Walter Koenig, Ensign Chekov, and George Takei, who played helmsman Hikaru Sulu. The first Phase II episode went online in 2004, but the ultimate goal? 22 new missions to complete the famous 5-year mission.
It's all volunteer production, and a number of the folks that are involved are actually professionals. They do this sort of thing in their real lives.
Kalamazoo writer Rick Chambers has written two scripts for the new series.
It's just amazing, the work, and it's a labor of love for everyone. They give up vacation times and spend their own money to come and shoot this show.
Captain's log supplemental. During a general mining survey on an uninhabited planet, we've been attacked. Security Chief Dickerson, dead. In orbit, a similar ambush.
Shot inside a former car dealership in upstate New York, Star Trek Phase II makes episodes like this one, Enemy Starfleet, available for free online. That's because CBS, which owns the rights to the original, insists that no money be made by its new incarnation. In exchange, though, Chambers says it gets to use the original characters, sound effects, and music. Three guys with a camcorder in their garage, it definitely is not. The bridge of the Enterprise and other sets faithful to the 1960s original have all been recreated. Chambers says a harder task, though, is finding actors who can bring the iconic characters back to life.
They do want to take their own approach to it. They don't want to do a parody. They don't want to pretend they're DeForest Kelly and Leonard Nimoy, William Shatner, because that then becomes a joke. But yet they want to honor what's come before. And I would think that that's an especially difficult challenge for an actor.
It's a challenge that Chambers says the Phase II cast rises to meet. They shot the first script that Chambers wrote last summer. It's a sequel to the 1968 episode Bread and Circuses, set on a planet with a society resembling a 20th century Roman Empire.
Without giving any spoilers, some revelations that come out of the original episode that I wanted to say, well, what would happen if we sort of carried that out a few years? And so Bread and Savagery happens 2 years after Bread and Circuses, and some very big events emerge, including a surprise villain and some things that I think will resonate even with audiences today.
Chambers heads to the Phase II set again Sunday to begin shooting his second script, The Holiest Thing. Last year, he also got to go in front of the camera, the first time in a short vignette introducing Brian Gross, the new Captain Kirk.
Blink and you'll miss me, but I was attending, got to bow my head as part of the funeral proceedings. In Bread and Savagery, yes, I also have a role as a slave. In the episode, and I guess without giving anything away, I will say I got to experience a Vulcan nerve pinch. So that was very interesting to be on that side of the camera.
Was it a speaking role?
It was not a speaking role, no, which is probably just fine.
The original Star Trek aired at a time of social upheaval in this country, race riots, and the Vietnam War. But even so, Chambers says the show remained upbeat about our future.
The message that came out of the original series, the hope for humanity and the integrity of the people involved is something that just continues to resonate through the decades, and that is something that Phase II has very successfully captured.
The Star Trek Phase II episode Bread and Savagery, written by Rick Chambers of Kalamazoo, is expected to debut at StarTrekNewVoyages.com this fall. For WMUK, I'm Andy Robbins.